All right. You know, even if you're in a bad mood, that song has got to cheer you up every time, 100%. Thank you, Kenny Loggins. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KVFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, where it is yet another beautiful day in Bonners, and as well as 97.1 FM right here at KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint, and it's going to be sunny and summery in the extended 7-10-day forecast. We're looking at upper 80s, low 90s, full-blown summer here in the first week of July. I love it personally. Also, love doing this show for you here at North Idaho Thursdays. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and I think we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll be chatting with Kristen Carlson from Bonner General Health. Find out what's going on over there this summer. We'll get some summer safety tips from the emergency department. We'll talk about immediate care and the Couch to 5K training program. Couch to 5K training program. At my house, I have a couch to fridge training program going on this summer. It's like aerobics. You get up, you walk about, I don't know, 10 feet, 12 feet, open that fridge. Oof, it's like doing arm curls. Anyway, Kristen will be along here in just a minute. In our second segment, we welcome in Kate McAllister and Keely Gray from the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. Their annual Beer Fest is coming up this Saturday, of course, in front of Trinity at City Beach. And we'll get all the details on that. And in our final segment, Lauren Sanders from the Panada Theater will join us for our monthly look at what's going on at the Panada. And I know just to kick off July, they have a lot going on, and then kind of laid back as we head into the dog days of summer. So we'll talk about little Graham Nash. There's some stand-up comedy coming and more at the Panada. Looking for more to do this weekend? Well, as you heard on this very show a week or so ago, Community Cancer Service invites you to Rock Out Cancer Concert. This is live music with Jacob Robbins, the Maya Kohal Band. There's raffles, food and drink, and more. It's happening at Beyond Hope Resort. It is Saturday from 2 until 7. So you go to Beer Fest till 5, then head out to Hope. Maya Kohal. Be great. Also on Saturday, there's a garden tour brought to you by the BC Gardeners. You can find out more about it at bcgardeners.org. It goes from 10 until 4. So you can like tour all the gardens, you know, for a couple of hours and then come out to our beer garden at Beer Fest. So that's something to do. Again, go to bcgardeners.org for more information on that. We'll be talking about Beer Fest here in a little bit. That is also on Saturday from noon until 5. Bright Moments Jazz are playing at Arlo's on, that would be Friday from 5:30 until 8. Baker, Thomas, and Packard will be at the winery on Friday evening. Sounds Under the Silo Music Series comes back to Matchwood Brewing with Muddy Souls, and that is on Friday from 7 until 9:30. Tennis is in town this weekend. They are playing at Beer Fest. Did I mention yet that Beer Fest is happening Saturday? Tennis is playing there as part of your entry, and they're also playing various places around town this weekend as well. Lots more going on at the Panada and more. Lots going on this show. Kristen Carlson from BGH is with us in just a moment. Then we'll welcome in Kate and Keely from the Chamber of Commerce, and then Lauren Sanders from the Panada Theater. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Clay Walker, Countryside Tour.
I can make a living out of loving you.
Friday, August 4th, 8 p.m., Clearwater River Casino.
She's lonely now. She won't be lonely long.
time.
On sale now at the Casino Box Office or TicketsWest.com.
I just want to live until I die.
Presented by Clearwater River Casino.
Paid for by National Tax Advisory Services. Attention anyone that owes money to the IRS. The IRS has restarted aggressive enforcement actions against taxpayers who owe back taxes that were temporarily suspended for COVID. If you owe $10,000 or more, you must hear this because now is the time to clear your IRS tax debt. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, and other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now at 800-761-2855 and get the maximum protection afforded by law.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I didn't know what to do. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Call 800-761-2855 right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now. Call 800-761-2855. 800-761-2855. 800-761-2855.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. At Boot Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for non-stop protection and mobility. Thorogood checks all the boxes. Their Wear Anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
We are back, North Idaho. Thursday, and we are joined by Kristen Carlson from Bonner General Health, of course, and we were just chatting about, of course, you were at the Chamber of Commerce with my daughter, Ricky, and Kate.
I was.
For a while, and those were great days, but you've been at BGH for 4 years now?
Well, it's my fourth summer. It was in March, so...
Where did those years go?
I have no idea. It feels like the chamber days were just yesterday.
I still expect to see you and Ricky sitting in there when I walk in the office. But, what's going on at BGH? First of all, how's your summer?
Summer is nice
and tan?
I have gotten a lot of sun already. I was on the East Coast for 2 weeks visiting family in North Carolina. So if you spent any time in the Southeast, it's hot and humid and so it was really fun. We did.
Now you're back here where it's hot and not humid.
Exactly.
Much more comfortable.
Exactly. So, yes, I got a little bit of sun, having a good summer, just working and doing beach things and water things with the kids. And can't complain.
Speaking of beach things and water things, I know at this time of year we've had over the years people from your ER department come on this show and talk about preventing summer activity injuries. What tips have you got for us today?
Yeah, so we do this campaign every year for obvious reasons. I actually was at City Beach on the 4th of July, and I noticed there were not lifeguards.
Yeah.
So just one of the big tips from...
Actually, the headline in the Daily Bee this morning was likely not having lifeguards this summer.
Yes, which is a bummer, but I think, you know, there's a lot of circumstances around that, which I don't know what they are, but the point is... you know, our emergency department sees all kinds of things. They're very busy right now, which is why one of them is not here, and I'm just here as the spokesperson. But water safety, you know, limiting the distractions. The phones are really, you know, a huge thing that haven't been around forever, and it's easy to just say, oh, I'm going to look at something real quick on my phone and just, you know, getting lost with time. So, you know, life jackets.
I can't believe just driving around town how many people are still holding the phone up to their ear and just jabbering away, or even worse,
or looking at it.
Googling something, you know, a recipe or something. It's like, right. What are you thinking?
I know.
And most of the time when it's somebody who's not turning when their signal changed or are still stopped at a green light.
Right.
And it's like, you know, you give them a little toot on the horn. Well, 100% of the time, they're looking at their phone.
Yes,
but
exactly.
They're also doing that in boating, and what a disaster that
right.
can be.
Boating, on the road, everywhere. So, you know, with so many people in town, just limiting those distractions when it comes to kids in the water, you know. If you're with a group, have a designated person that's watching the kids and take turns. Life jackets, and then, you know, sun protection, wearing your sunscreen, wearing a hat, wearing, you know, your UPF shirt. Another big thing at the emergency department is, you know, most of their traumatic brain injuries that come in are from ATVs, motorcycles, car accidents. Those are most of the head injuries that they see. So Dennis Simcoe, one of our RNs at the emergency department, most people know him. He's been there forever. You know, just knowing your limits when you're doing those things and wearing a helmet makes all the difference. So.
Yeah. And mountain biking as well.
And mountain biking, yeah. Wear a helmet. Even biking around town, wear the helmet. That's their big messaging. So let's see. What else do they have for us? Same thing with the precautions as far as walking, biking, skating, scooting around town. Use the crosswalks when they're there. And just being aware of your surroundings.
I ride my bike a lot and live in the downtown core, and yeah, you know, I've been riding bikes forever, and I trust myself, I'm not going to fall off. But there are so many tourists in town, and just the distracted driving and people who don't know when to turn and when to stop and what the laws actually are on bikes. You see people in crosswalks on their bike, you know, and they hit the blinking yellow thing, and then they ride their bike across Fifth Avenue. You need to become a pedestrian for
exactly.
cars to stop for you, not yeah, so just
not assume they're going to stop.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
Because you could end up in visiting you guys in the
exactly.
ER.
Exactly. So we do have the emergency department. If you don't know where the hospital is, it's right in downtown. If you know where McDuff's Beer Hall is, we're right behind that. The UPS store, just right behind Cedar Street on 3rd Avenue. That's also where the immediate care clinic is. So if you're not having a life-threatening emergency, you can go to immediate care.
I was going to ask you what the difference between the immediate care and the emergency room.
So I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Let me put my glasses on. So here I asked Dennis, what would warrant a trip to the emergency department? And he said things like large lacerations, deformity of your limbs.
Yeah.
So for example, like a broken bone that's protruding. Chest and abdominal injuries and any sign of stroke or heart attack. So stroke symptoms, if you don't know, are face drooping, slurred speech, arm weakness, sudden vision trouble, and sudden trouble understanding simple statements.
Mm-hmm.
So beyond that, and if you're just not sure, obviously go to the emergency department. And if it's something that could be seen at immediate care, it's right next door. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday and Sunday. Immediate care can treat cuts, bruises, and minor lacerations. They can even do stitches.
Mm-hmm.
Earache, sore throat, fever, minor burns or skin infections, sprains, strains, simple fractures, and then any kind of upper respiratory infection, bronchitis, you know, if you think you have strep throat, if you do need an x-ray, all those things you can do through the immediate care clinic. So a big thing with the emergency department is it's not based on arrival when you get seen. It's based on the level of care that is needed. So, you know, if you get there and you're waiting and somebody comes in that's having chest pains, they're probably going to go in front of
sure.
you. So, you know, just kind of knowing or being aware of what level of care you need. And also if you are visiting, knowing where to go ahead of time, just, you know, making a mental note of where is the emergency department? Where is the closest immediate care? I know my first summer in town, my 2-year-old fell and had a huge bump on his head and it was scary and I had no idea where to go. And then you're frantically, you know, looking at your phone and asking people and trying to figure out where to go. So if you're visiting or if you're going anywhere, it's good advice for if you're in a strange place, just kind of make a mental note of where those places are and hopefully you won't need them.
Okay. Well, I know where the ER is. Been there several times over
yes.
the years. Had 5 kids, for goodness sakes. But where's immediate care?
Okay. So it used to be out in Ponderay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually, I think it's been two or three years now. But if you're looking at the emergency department and there's the big emergency mm-hmm. sign, it's just immediately to the left of that.
Got it.
So there's a logo, Bonner General Health Immediate Care. So they're literally side by side. So if you go to the emergency room and that's not the right place, they'll send you just to the left of them is the entrance to immediate care.
That's immediate care. Yep. Still open. What is the hours again? Nine to six, Monday through Friday
and 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. And they almost never close. Occasionally they'll do Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day. But that's it.
So if you're going to
4th of July,
if you're going to get hurt, do it during those hours.
Exactly. That's right.
So you had told me in our pregame chat that you want to talk about a couch to 5K training program.
Yes.
And I told our listeners that I have a couch to fridge training program going on at my house, and it's like full blown season right now. What is the couch to 5K training program?
So this is a partnership between the Bonner General Health Foundation, who is hosting the second annual
Find Your Strength Fun Run.
Yes, Find Your Strength 5K and superhero themed 1K. On September 23rd. So we have partnered with Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, Jen and Kenny Marquardt. They're the owners of that gym, which mm-hmm. used to be the CrossFit gym. Mm-hmm. And they put together a couch to 5K training program for anybody that's interested in, well, really just getting healthy, getting in shape, but wants to have that goal of doing a 5K in September. They're doing a 12-week training program.
Yeah.
So it lays it out for you what to do every day each week. And then there's a new list the next week. And it just is kind of that interval of getting yourself to where you're literally getting off the couch to where you can run a 5K in September.
Well, I highly suggest that. A 5K, I know it seems impossible for some people, but it's not that difficult. But if you start training 10 days before, you're probably not going to make it.
Exactly.
Okay. But if you take the 12-week program and with the Mark Horse, it's the two best to help train people, and especially intimidating for people who are couch potatoes, like, I don't do anything like this, but maybe I should start thinking like
that. Exactly.
And you'd be amazed at what you can do. But as long as the strength training comes like over a couple months.
Exactly. And it's very doable. It's a combination of walking and running and a warm up and a cool down. So you're not just hitting the ground running and, you know, running 20 minutes the first week. They really do a good plan for building up to that. And then they're also doing some nutrition tips and talking about hydration and, you know, eating that healthy diet and even some recipes every week. So if you're interested in that, you can go to our Facebook event, which is Find Your Strength 5K and 1K. Hosted by the Bonner General Health Foundation, and just follow that event, and then you'll see the tips every week. I would love to say that I'm doing it, but I'm not. But we're on week 5, so you can start now, and you can start doing the training and get yourself there. So maybe I'll start that next week.
And for more information on that or anything that has to do with Bonner General, just go to their very well-done website at bonnergeneral.org.
That's it.
Kristen, thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to join us, and enjoy the rest of the summer.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
And we'll see you at the fun run.
Okay, sounds good.
We are going to take our second break. When we come back, Keely and Kate are here. We've been talking about Beer Fest all afternoon. We're going to talk about it some more, so stick around.
The 9th annual Sandpoint Beer Fest is Saturday, July 8th from noon to 5 p.m. on the lawn at Trinity. Hosted by Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce and sponsored by Hendrix Architecture, Sweet Lou's, Ting, and Blue Sky Broadcasting. Join local and regional breweries for delicious craft beers, ciders, and seltzers on tap. Local music favorite Tennis will play from 1 to 4 p.m. Bring your beach chairs and sunscreen. No dogs, please. For ticket info, go to beerfest.com or Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. Come stay and play in Sandpoint. Visit Scenic Idaho.
Planning your next outdoor adventure? Whether you want to hit the road, water, or trail, North 40 Outfitters has you covered with hot deals this summer. Right now, all stand-up paddleboards are 25% off, and you could save up to $100 on kayaks. Fishing supplies from Rapala, Eagle Claw, and Berkeley are 20% off, and you'll find great savings on rod and reel combos. And while you're here, check out the great selection of camping and RV supplies. Summer Adventures. North 40 Outfitters is here to help. Stop in or shop online. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
Paid for by National Tax Advisory Services. Attention anyone that owes money to the IRS. The IRS has restarted aggressive enforcement actions against taxpayers who owe back taxes that were temporarily suspended for COVID. If you owe $10,000 or more, you must hear this because now is the time to clear your IRS tax debt. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, and other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now at 800-761-2855 and get the maximum protection afforded by law.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I didn't know what to do. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Call 800-761-2855 right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now. Call 800-761-2855. 800-761-2855. 800-761-2855.
Stop by your local grocery outlet to participate in our annual Independence from Hunger Drive. This is a great way to support your local food organizations. So take part in our Give 5, Get 5 program. Donate $5 and get a $5 coupon for a future visit. Donations made in-store stay in your local community. Join us in our fight against hunger by visiting your local grocery outlet today. Going on now through the end of July.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. At Boot Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for non-stop protection and mobility. Thorogood checks all the boxes. Their Wear Anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined by the two young ladies from the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce, of course.
Hear that, boss? You hear that?
Kate,
thanks, Bob.
And Keely, and I know you guys, this is your favorite week of the year where you not only have Summer Sampler, which was last week, but this week is Beer Fest.
Yes. Well, it's interesting because in the 13 years I've, you know, been at the chamber, this is, and as long, we've been doing Beer Fest for 9 years, this is the first time that it's only been a week apart. And so it's very, very interesting that it's crazy. Usually there's 2 weeks, but that's all right. We can do it.
Well, you know, it's a typical summer in North Idaho. Just, you know, you lay around for 9 months watching it snow, and then all of a sudden everything happens all at once.
That's right.
That sounds like a great time, Bob. I wish I was like laying around for 9 months.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
You have something to look forward to. That's what my dad would say. Well, you have something to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
So how was Summer Sampler?
It was great.
There were so many people. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was really great. We, you know, received so many compliments about, hey, this was so great. Thank you. You know, from people who were there. And I think it was so wonderful. Really the first full event after the pandemic. Everybody was coming out and, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. It felt really like community again. And it was so great. It's like, let's just come out and have fun.
I've noticed that this summer, like even like farmers market and places like that, people just, it's like, okay, we're back to what it used to be. Because even the last 2 or 3 years, there were things like farmers market going on or summer sampler, but people were still like, do we hug? Are we fist pumping or shaking hands?
Yep.
Are you breathing my air right now?
Right, get back. Yeah, back off. Yeah. So, it was great. And then partnering with, you know, Maddox Farms was really good, and the music. And
I think that's the best thing that happened to Summer Samplers is free music in the park at the same time. I think that's wonderful for everybody.
Well, you know, and we always used to hire music. I mean, before it was the Lighthouse competition and cooking competition, and then Lighthouse couldn't do it anymore. And so we started hiring a band to do music. And then Rob called last year and said, my summer music series starts on your Summer Sampler. And I said, oh, no, you mean Summer Sampler is happening and your music is. I said, then let's just put them together.
Yeah.
Let's do it together. And I said, that way you get more people coming to your concert and I get more people coming to have food. And so, yeah, it worked out really well. We're very excited about that.
Well, I'm very excited for this Saturday because it's going to be 93 degrees.
Oh.
I have fans that are coming that Boss and I get to wear around our necks.
And this Irish redhead is going to be very lathered in SPF 900.
And your big giant hat.
And my big giant hat. Yes.
Well, I'll be pouring beers for McDuff's for the full 5 hours, which I've always done and really enjoy that. And Mickey and Duffy are usually there,
too,
if people want to talk about beer and stuff. What other breweries are coming out?
We've got the newest addition this year is exciting. It's 10 Pin Brewing. They're coming, I believe, from Moses Lake, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah,
they're from Moses Lake. So they're coming probably the farthest, but they're very excited, have been very communicative, and it's been really fun. We have the usual suspects like Timbertown, Trails End.
Priest River.
I don't think we have Priest River. We have Post Falls.
Oh, no, I meant Timbertown, isn't that?
Gotcha. Yeah, we've got Post Falls, and of course McDuff's. Matchwood, I think, is going to jump in there. Laughing Dog, Seltzer, and Cider. So,
I've seen Matchwood's cute little ice cream truck, but it's actually a tap truck.
No.
Yeah. It was at the Leadership Cinco de Mayo. That's the first time I saw it, and it was in the parade on the 4th. And it's really cute. It looks like a little miniature ice cream truck, but it has taps on the side.
Oh, my gosh. That is brilliant.
Yeah. When I was standing there with Mickey and Duffy during the Cinco de Mayo party, and they looked at that like, what a great idea.
So does that mean they're going to go through the neighborhoods? All the grown-ups will run out.
Hey, kids.
Yeah, come on over.
What song they would play, though, that would be the thing. Maybe it'd be the Cheers theme song.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, it's good to hear that Matchwood's doing that.
Yeah, we were very, very stoked to hear from them. So we always love to have, we always love to show off our local brewers because I feel like we're so lucky to have as many amazing breweries in town as we do.
Yeah.
And obviously you are a fan of our local breweries as well, Bob.
I'm Keystone Light all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Wait, I think you have a t-shirt. No? Yeah. Well, and just to let everybody know, it's from 12 to 5 on Saturday. Entry is $35, which gets you 6 tickets. And that is either 6 tastes or 3 full beers. And, of course, you get the commemorative glass with our little Pondere paddler. And the theme is sailing into summer.
Sailing into summer. I like it. Very appropriate for this entire week.
Right. And we're also going to have, for the first time, it was our major sponsor is Hendrix Architecture. And so we talked about having, hey, let's have a contest, a beer contest, you know. And so she bought a trophy like the Stanley Cup. And so we're going to have buckets that everybody, if they want to vote, they'll get a token and they can just put their favorite, whatever their favorite beer is, they can put the token in their bucket. And then at the end, we'll count them up and whoever wins gets the trophy for this year.
Gotcha. So vote for your favorite beer.
Vote for your favorite beer. And tennis will be playing, which is a favorite. Last year was the first time in many years that they didn't because they're all from Chicago and elsewhere. Last year we had RFB, which is always a fan favorite.
Awesome.
Right. But tennis will be there, and so that will be really exciting. And
it's a big tennis weekend.
I was just going to say, I was just reading the article from the Reader that's announcing their marathon of concerts this week, which is going to be really fun because I feel really lucky that we got them for Beer Fest because later that night they're at the Hive.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just super grateful that they're willing to do 2 gigs in a day.
Yeah, so people have been around for a while. They were the house band at Downtown Crossing, both locations. And so I know there are people listening right now going, oh, yeah.
Those guys.
They come back once a year and it's this weekend. So it's great to have at Beer Fest. So obviously the beer, we just talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
The music is happening. Is there also food?
Yes, there will be brats,
brats
and beer. Yeah. So that'll be really good.
And we definitely also want to mention that this year is going to be a little bit different because we're making it a little bit more family friendly.
Okay.
So
we're serving beer for kids?
Yes.
No.
A root beer.
Root beer.
No, we're inviting our brewers to bring in a soda selection. And so we actually have a soda ticket, which is $10 for the kiddos. You can order one of those at our beerfest.com. Site for Beer Fest tickets. So last year it was interesting to get the feedback of like, hey, I really love Beer Fest. I want to come, but you know, it's kind of hard when I want to take the kiddos to the beach mm-hmm. and have a beach day and have some fun with them. And so we were like, how do we solve this problem? Mm-hmm. And so we're offering the soda ticket.
Right. And we're also asking again, you know, please don't bring your dogs. And that's really for the dog's sake, because there's so many people there. And especially if, you know, people are having a good time drinking their beer, it's just really sad for the dogs. I mean, we've seen that when people bring their dogs, I always feel so bad for the dogs. And also, you know, bring your beach chair or you're going to be standing around.
And isn't it technically in the park? You can't have your dog at the park?
Well, it's in Trinity's yes, lawn. It's on Trinity's lawn, but yes, yeah, you know, and it's just really difficult, you know, again, for the dogs, and it's going to be hot. So
very hot.
Yeah, we really ask that, you know, your kids are okay, but please leave your dogs at home for their sake, because it really is. It just becomes, yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
You kind of picked up on a pet peeve, so to speak, of mine at Farmer's Market on Saturdays. And people, mostly from out of town, bring their dogs. It's like, A, they're not allowed in the park, and B, they're not having a good time.
No. They're miserable. I mean, surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of people. So, you know, and we are thinking that we're going to have quite a crowd. We'll cap out at 750. I mean, that's what we usually say. And, you know, thank goodness throughout the day from 12 to 5 people come and go. So we never have had to close it down. I think we did 1 year, but just for about 40 minutes till some people left. And, you know, but it's Beer Bash at the Beach and it's wonderful.
Yeah. And it's not a big frat party. It's
not
there to get wasted.
No.
And it's great that we end at 5.
Right.
It's like, if you want to go to the Niner or someplace else, go into town and support them. But we're done at 5 o'clock and just tasting beers and talking about beer and just having a good time.
Right.
And I really like the idea of the sodas and the $10 kid
ticket. Well, and you know, it is a fundraiser for the Chamber of Commerce. And that's why, you know, we always think about the economic impact about what we do. And we purposefully stop at 5 o'clock so that if you want to go have dinner, you can go out into our local restaurants. And exactly what you said, you can go to some other function. And, you know, and we don't want people to drive home drunk. We want people to, you know, be able to walk around at 5 o'clock and, you know, maybe sober up a little before they get behind the wheel again.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
We always have Bonner Taxi's number on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good idea. So that is, again, Beer Fest, supporting the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. It is this Saturday from noon until 5. Tennis will be playing from 1 to 4.
Yes.
So that's worth the price of admission.
Sure.
Right there. And it's $35.
Hmm? It is $35 as of July 1st, which we are on July 6th. So there you go.
There you go.
And before we kind of get out of here, I just want to mention that we couldn't do this event without our amazing sponsors. We already mentioned Hendrix Architecture, which they sponsor every year, but we also would be reffed if we did not mention that Sweet Lou's is our glass sponsor. So we have them
been
for years.
Yeah.
And also we have to give a big shout out to Ting because they've been a consistent sponsor of this event in many chamber events. All three of those sponsors have been. So we just are very lucky to have them.
Yeah, Ting is incredible, and Chad and Miggy at Sweet Lou's. I love collecting all the glasses every year, and Annie Hendricks.
Well, they just never hesitate, you know. They just never hesitate, and we're so very thankful because, you know, the Chamber is a business organization, and, you know, it's, you know, much easier to get sponsors if you're an organization, you know, a different kind of organization. And so we really appreciate our sponsors so much because they get what we do, helping businesses. And, you know, and I'm very proud to say that, you know, especially during the pandemic, we did not lose one business, and the Chamber was hard at work making sure that those businesses could stay open and still promoting them. And so, you know, it really is a worthwhile cause, the Chamber of Commerce. And so, you know, and you can buy tickets at the gate. You can come down and buy tickets.
That was my very next question.
Oh my gosh, Bob. It's like we're on the same wavelength. That's
may have to deal with me though at the entry. And I've been told I can be quite scary.
I know that.
Yeah.
So beerfest.com, that's really a site to go to?
It is. And you can load in Sandpoint, Idaho, and it'll find us right there. You can also find the link to it on our Facebook page. We have the event created, and the link that goes straight to buying tickets is right there. So you can buy your tickets beforehand, get signed up, and then we'll just make sure that if you are drinking, we get you a wristband and that your ID is checked, and then you can go have a great time.
Well, I'd also like to thank, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank them, I'm so glad I remembered, is Travis Nags and Weehaw. Because they pick up all our stuff from our storage unit. They drop it off. They pick it up. And so,
summer sampler as well.
Yes, summer sampler as well. We are very thankful for WeHaul and what they do for us. And we really appreciate it because otherwise we'd have to go rent trailers and we'd have to schlep all that stuff.
And there's two of us.
And there's two of us. And we're not very strong. We're not very strong.
Speak for yourself.
Thank you, WeHaul. Oh, right. Okay, she's strong. I'm old. Yeah, that's what we...
Anyway, go to beerfest.com or just come out at noon or anytime you want in the afternoon out to Beer Fest. It's a lot of fun. It goes to a great cause. There are... I want to thank Allison Dunbar for the brats and Carrie Bertrand for filling in for her.
For cooking the brats.
Cooking them. And just, it goes on and on. It's a really, really good time. And there's a big tent, so it's not boiling hot.
Right. But do bring your own lawn chair if you want to sit down or your blanket to sit on the ground.
Very good. Kate Keeley, always a pleasure. And,
thank you, Bob.
Thanks for all you do for our town.
And you too.
We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll be switching gears a little bit, talking about the events that are going on at the Panada Theater. I think there's a big one tomorrow, big event at the Panada. And more, Lauren Sanders is with us. We'll find out what's happening at the, for the rest of the summer at the Panada Theater. So stick around.
Hi, this is Rich from White Cross Pharmacy and Compounding. This year we celebrate 20 years in Sandpoint. We have been blessed to serve this wonderful community. Your support and the staff's hard work have made this possible. Come meet the staff and experience the service and services that have made us a success. We offer compounding, drive-through, convenience packaging, and a wide selection of over-the-counter products. We value your time and support. Serving Sandpoint since 2003 and North Idaho since 1922, White Cross Pharmacy.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
My brother-in-law died suddenly. And now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Paid for by National Tax Advisory Services. Attention anyone that owes money to the IRS. The IRS has restarted aggressive enforcement actions against taxpayers who owe back taxes that were temporarily suspended for COVID. If you owe $10,000 or more, you must hear this because now is the time to clear your IRS tax debt. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, and other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now at 800-761-2855 and get the maximum protection afforded by law.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I didn't know what to do. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Call 800-761-2855 right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now. Call 800-761-2855. 800-761-2855. 800-761-2855.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here today, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined once a month or we try to do it once a month, with Lauren from the Panada Theater. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Surviving the heat and all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it works for me. I'm just trying to survive this room. It's chilly in here.
It is. Yes, we were just discussing that. Well, it's not going to be chilly in the Panada Theater tomorrow. You have Graham Nash coming to town, and that's so huge. It's hard for some of us longtime locals to wrap our head. I mean, you know, Bonnie Raitt has played at the Panada. I mean, there's been some huge names over the years. Leon Russell's played at the Panada. But why is Graham Nash coming to the Panada Theater?
I know. It's really exciting. There was – who brought this to us was Too Far North Productions. Mm-hmm. And they have just been showering us in shows. We had Jim Messina and then now Graham Nash. And then at the end of this month is Jeff Tweedy. Mm-hmm. Of Wilco, and then we have Richard Thompson, mm-hmm. who's a legendary guitarist, and then the Traveling McCurries in the end of August. So this promoter has just been blessing our community with these amazing shows, and it's really neat that he's found – I think he's worked with the Panda before, and it's just pretty exciting. It's going to be a really good time. The show is sold out.
Oh, yeah.
But I have seen on our Facebook page, some people are like, I have tickets to sell. So if you want to go check out our Facebook page, because people are reselling them on there.
Yeah. And it's usually a case of they bought two and only one person's going, something like that.
Yeah.
So, about what a treat for Graham Nash just to be at a place in his life where I want to play small places.
I know.
And go and tell my stories.
I know.
What a sensational night that's going to be.
Yeah. I'm excited. I mean, if Jim Messina is any reflection of what this show will be, I'm just ready for it to top it. That was a great show too.
Do you know, is it just him or does he have a band?
No, he has a band. It's him and a couple of other musicians, and he's going to be basically telling his story of music on stage. So you'll be seeing his like journey and his trajectory and growth of being a musician over the course of the night.
With the Hollies, which a lot of people don't even realize that he was the voice of the Hollies back in the 60s, and then to Laurel Canyon and that whole scene with Joni Mitchell, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So these stories are going to be great.
Yeah, they will be. And then there is also an intermission. So I don't really know what the scene will be like. I know with Jim Messina, it was a lot of dancing and, you know, he was chatting with the crowd. I'm not sure if this one's going to be more conversational, you know, where he explains and then he goes into the song or however it is. So I'm really looking forward to see how he sets up the stage. And I'm sure he kind of feels the crowd too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, that'll be great. And then coming up after, so that's tomorrow night is the sold out Graham Nash show. And then you have some stand-up comedy.
We do, with Jody Carroll. So she is from Spokane and she is bringing a group of three other performers to perform in the Little Theater, which is right next to the Panada. And that is about, I think there's only a couple of tickets left sale for that one.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's going to be a really fun, funny night with some great local acts performing. But there's also some from New York as well. So she's really got a nice selection of stand-up comics. So I think there's going to be like three or four of them.
Yeah.
Doing different sets.
There's a lot going on Saturday, but you can go to the garden tour in the morning, then go to Beer Fest in the afternoon, and then go to see the stand-up comedy Saturday night.
If I didn't have a kid, like that would be my day on Saturday. You know, because I, don't get me wrong, I loved hanging out on the water, but sometimes it's like, you know, you're always on the water and it's nice to do some town stuff. Mm-hmm. So that would be my day on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I would fit in food somewhere. Obviously, you know,
we can go to Farmer's Market or Oak Street Food Court, which is thriving this year. There's more trucks than ever, and it's all a great selection. Speaking of great and selections, you continue with your surprise summer film series on July the 12th.
Yeah.
You've had one already?
Uh-huh.
And what was that?
That was Grease.
It was Grease.
Yeah, and Bleeding Hearts Tattoo Emporium sponsored that show.
Perfect.
And then this show is sponsored by Northwest Realty. And this...
So is it Animal House?
It is not.
That would be my guess. It's Realty.
Yeah. No, it is, though. It is a true family film. I know the last film, some people said that, you know, Grease isn't necessarily family. But this is a true PG-rated film for families. Kids will really like it. It's a story told through the perspective of kids. And also, though, as an adult, you'll find nostalgia in it. And I just invite everyone to come with an open mind and to be – just sit back, enjoy their popcorn and have off drinks and – oh, and cool down. The piano's really cold. We got great AC, so you know you can go in there and chill and watch a film.
But you don't know what it is until you get there.
Until you get
How
there.
How much are tickets?
$5.
So it's a bargain.
It is.
To be surprised.
Yeah, and the whole family's welcome. We invite children of all ages, so it'll be really fun.
And coming up later in July, you have, as you mentioned, Jeff Tweedy from Wilco. And if you're sitting there at home right now going, who's that? Well, you know him. The Wilco played at the festival a few years ago. That was a big hit. And he's had lots of big hits.
Yeah.
How are ticket sales for that?
They're selling. We have about 100 tickets left or so, 150. So
it will sell out.
It will, yeah. So and the prices are everything's on our website for that one. And before that show, though, for Jeff Tweedy, we do have DanceWorks coming to our theater. Yeah, it's not on our website yet because it's the DanceWorks. They're a local studio here to do mm-hmm. who do dance, and that's going to be an all styles dance event where they're going to be performing there and showcasing their wonderful, talented dancers. So that's going to be on the 20th.
On July the 20th.
And you can buy tickets at DanceWorks. Yeah. And I think they're $15. Yeah.
And a great thing to support there as well. You also mentioned the evening with Richard Thompson. I know a lot of people are more excited about that than any of these other great shows that you're bringing to the Panada.
Yeah.
It is coming up August the 9th, so it's after the festival at Sandpoint. Jeff Tweedy's just before.
So. And we're really like bookmarking the festival, aren't we?
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Well, yeah, we'll see how it works. You know, it's our community loves music.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Panada sounds really good with music in it. Like, you really feel the heart and the soul of the sound. And I just think that building was built for live music because it's different in that kind of intimate setting. You know, really feel like you can – even if there was no speakers, you would still feel the music just because mm-hmm. of how things project in that space. So Jeff Tweedy is going to be amazing because he's an acoustic performance. And then Richard Thompson, who's an amazing guitarist, is going to be going through all of his hits. And that's going to be a really, really cool show.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about the acoustics in the Panada. I remember when Leo Kottke's been there 3 or 4 times now, and he just sounded so great.
Yeah.
I mean, even up in the balcony, just going, this is amazing.
That's what I noticed is I was up in the balcony for Jim Messina, and I was like, or no, it was actually POAC's event. They had the tone. It was the group of the 5 singers in like back in May, and I really just noticed it at that show. It was just, yeah.
How were the Flying Karamazovs? We talked about them last time you were here.
That was so, yeah. Thank you to everyone who came to Chautauqua.
Yeah.
And to all of our sponsors. We presented as a fundraiser to help offset our costs to rent new old time Chautauqua to perform. Mm-hmm. And we raised over $2,500 from local sponsors for people who bought. Like a $50 sponsor mm-hmm. was it. And what that got was that got us to bring the show, but also to give tickets. So we gave out 91 tickets to local individuals who might not necessarily have attended the show. And it was an amazing success. Like the whole group had fun, but also our own team, we really developed a lot. Like it wasn't general admission. It was seats. Everyone had an assigned seat, and that's a new system for us. But our team did an amazing job with the tickets and selling, and it was just one of those shows that just like everything worked. So,
yeah. Speaking of everything working, Lauren from the Panada, you're doing a great job. Have a great rest of the summer. We're out of time.
You too. Oh, wow. Bye, everyone.
For more information, you go to panada.org for tickets and for event schedule. That's it for today. Back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later. We'll